Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are joined by a friend of the show and obviously a guy who we want to just kind of tap into his knowledge and his thoughts on what happened this past week with the draft. But before we get into the football part of it, as we welcome D. Orlando Ledbetter to the show, man, how was your week? How's the family doing? And my overall question is, while we have all been sort of shut in, is there anything that you've learned about yourself or your family during this time?
Well, Greg, everybody's doing well here, and just learning that we're adapting here to the new maybe the new normal, but resiliency. Little tough time with graduation being canceled for the senior, and so everybody's just kind of dealing with that and moving forward best we can.
Well, all right. I tell you what.
Fantastic.
Okay.
No, just saying fantastic news. You have to do that now with all that going on. You had some work to get done this week. You know, how was it to finally get this done? You've been doing so much prep and preparation, getting ready for it. What was it like for you to finally get this draft, to get it done, D-Led?
Well, yeah, that felt normal. Got up every day here for the, since March the 12th, since the shelter-in-place things were going. We knew that the draft could, anchor our coverage in the AJC while we were scrambling on the other beats to come up with story ideas and series and different things to, fill the sports section up and not, look really bad with nothing going on. So we did, everybody pitched in. The columnists were doing their thing. Steve Hummer went out and bowled yesterday. Mark Bradley did a column on the Final Four, the history of the top 10 Final Fours. We were going to run that anyway, but we were going to save it for the Final Four. But we had to run that, and we did a series on, still going right now on the, bizarre moments in the history of sports in Atlanta. So, yeah, everybody's been pitching in to – and, with the draft, that was, I had to anchor. I could go ahead and stay on my beat and, make sure we had, coverage, our position-by-position series, and then the Falcons wall-to-wall coverage over the weekend that we had was refreshing. Now we're going to sit down here and with the dust settled and try to give them a report card and a grade on what they did this weekend.
Well, let's address that right now. How do you think they did? I'm not asking you for the grade of what you're going to put in your column moving forward, but when you look at this overall Falcons draft, your thoughts on it? Did they fill the needs?
Yeah, they hit in a couple areas. Whether you like the player or not, they got somebody. But when you look at it, you could have got better players, I think, along the way. I really like the Marlon Davidson pick. They like the corner. They all look the same. Do you like Christian Fulton? Do you like Trayvon Diggs? They like Terrell. So, hey, fine, that's your guy. He had a bad championship game. But before that, he's a big-time recruit. So they were like, hey, he's a big-time player. He's going to adjust. If he gets beat one time, he ain't gonna phase him much. He's from Westlake High, so they wish him the best. Davidson and Grady Jarrett together, that's got a lot of potential there. So, you got to be stout up the middle. And with those two guys, they should be pretty stout. It's just going to be how fast Davidson can adjust to the trenches, but he's a big-time recruit, big-time player at Auburn, played 51 games, so he's sturdy. So that was a great pick. The center, he played for Coach Collins at Temple, and he comes highly recommended too. So if they can hit on those three starters, that makes it a good draft. And then the third day, we saw a bunch of reaches there. They were taking guys in the fourth round that were projected to go in the seventh, one a free agent, and then you finish with a punter. So, yeah, they got guys they like no matter what round they took them in. But so that's, you know, usually not how you build a strong team. Usually take the best player available. But that's what they did, and, you know, we'll try to wait and, you know, we'll give them the grade they deserve. And, you know, 3 years down the road, maybe all these guys turn out to be great players.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with D. Orlando Letter from AJC and AJC.com. Man, he's all over things as far as the draft goes. And D. Let, that's something I was wondering. Not just the Falcons, but a lot of teams in the back end of the draft. A lot of players they hadn't seen in person, hadn't had a chance to meet and really evaluate because of a lot of the pro days that were lost and different workout opportunities. How much of the back end of this draft was a guessing game? Not just for the Falcons, but for everybody.
Not that much, babe. You know, more of the problem was with the UDFs afterwards. Because, I mean, these scouts have been out on the road for 2 years. They've seen the kids. So, you know, the Barton Blanks and Dimitrov maybe didn't get to sit down with the kids. But they did sit down with the Temple kid at the combine. So the scouts, Anthony Robinson, Steve Sabo, the people that, you know, their name's not in the paper because, you know, the Falcons don't let us interview them, but those guys who do the legwork have been out beating the bushes for the last 2 years. Skep Hurley, I need to do a whole story on the scouting department. Those, you know, they got regions, and they've been into the schools to meet the coaches, to meet the players, to meet their teammates, and so they come back with reports, and then, you know, they try to bring their reports to life to whether the Falcons brain trust likes them. And so they might not have met him, but somebody did along the way before them to get drafted and make that financial investment into the player.
Hey, D-Led, I can think of another story you guys might want to write. Is that has to do with how the teams are going to get the to see these players, their medical evaluations, the things that normally are just, you know, what's next? This is what we got to do next. All right, come on in here and take care of that. But they can't do that now, and how that process is going to play out.
Well, with the guys that were at the combine, and I think four of the six were, they have the medicals. And then they can get the medicals from the trainers at the colleges. But before they hit the field here, they're going to pass the Falcons physical. So we might see more people getting cut and released that don't get through on the physical when, you know, we all get to get together again here. So they're taking calculated risks, but you know, like I said, they've done their background check to know what the medical issues are up until the end of college season. So if anything's happened since then, they won't know. Or anything happened post-combine, they won't know until the player gets here physically and is taken care of by passing a physical.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning. We're wrapping up the NFL draft, especially for the Atlanta Falcons. The guy who keeps an eye on him is D. Orlando Ledbetter. You can follow him on Twitter at D. Orlando AJC. D.AJC. He's keeping all things there. You can follow him on Twitter. He had a lot of stuff preparing you for the draft. Now he's going to have his thoughts after the draft had taken place. The Falcons did do things defensively, and a lot of people were thinking about it. You mean the guys in the late round, you get a safety, you get a linebacker, some guys who played out on the West Coast that people may not know a lot about around here. What do you know about this? The linebacker thing from Fresno State and the safety from Cal?
Yeah, watched some video of them yesterday. They're both coverage players. The Fresno State, Michael Walker, he's friends of Keith Smith, the Falcons fullback, who also played there. He's a running hit guy, makes a lot of plays. He had a good game against USC that got him on a lot of teams' radars. And, you know, he had 15 tackles. He's all over the place. Fresno almost upset him. It was 21-23. And so, you know, he's a gamer. He'll go and hit you. So And he plays pretty good in coverage. Got some good coverage numbers, pass defense and interceptions and so forth. And the safeties, he played free and strong in college, but he'll come up and hit you. So he might be, insurance for Keanu Neal. He looks like a Keanu Neal type guy. But he also dropped back in coverage. He's got a Google his name, Jalen Hawkins. Stanford game, one-handed catch, and he's got this fabulous over-the-shoulder one-handed interception that they made where Stanford tried to hit him with a double post, and he got back there and pulled that thing down with one hand. So he's quite athletic, and now it's just a matter of transferring those physical skills to the NFL.
The Orlando Ledbetter joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I feel confident in saying that the NFC South has won the conversation during this offseason as far as what's been going on out there. You saw Teddy Bridgewater stay in the conference as far as quarterbacks moving around. I don't know if you heard the news this morning, but Tampa Bay has let it be known that they are in talks with, the Saints are in talks with Jameis Winston. Wanted to get your thoughts on that, him joining the Saints, given what they have there already.
Oh, that'd be a good move for them. He's got to get, he can get a year to sit behind Drew Brees, maybe 2 years, get his problem fixed. He's obviously can read all defenses, but he still makes physical mistakes and forcing the ball in the coverage or not seeing people. So I don't know if the leg surgery helps him, but to be with a good quarterback coach like Sean Payton, who, that's how he came up through the ranks, coaching that position. If he listens to him and learns, maybe it's a chance for him to redirect his career and get back on path. So that sounds like a good landing spot for Jameis.
Landing spot is one thing, but being the guy who takes over for Drew Brees, I just don't know. I would think they'd be positioning themselves for what's next. I don't know that Tyson Hill is going to be that guy, but, and I know they're not.
He's not, Greg. He can't throw.
Yeah. So
look up his BYU highlight tape and see him throw the ball all over the field.
So wouldn't you think it'd be in their best interest to try to find that guy next? We know that Drew's got a 2-year contract, but they've been slipping as far as word out of New Orleans that this might be his last year. I don't know. I just think Jameis is a Band-Aid on a bigger problem.
Well, Jameis threw for 5,000 yards, but if you can cut down the interceptions, you got something. So, that's what they see. You get these kids that, you don't know if they're going to play. You don't know if they're going to handle the pressure. He's got 80 games under his belt. So you saw how Tannehill got resurrected in the right situation in Tennessee. So that's what they see. They see the talent. They see the arm. They see the deep throws that made him the number one pick, won him a national championship. So he's not like they're signing hot garbage out there. It's not Blaine Gabbert that they're signing. It's a guy that started a lot of games and was a top talent in the league. But you got to fix his ability to read defenses and throw the ball to the right people.
Big thing. Quick before I let you go, D-Led, I think we got 16 guys with ties to the state, played their high school ball here that gets drafted. Another great year for the state of Georgia. Talk a little bit about that before we let you go.
Yeah, and I think, the infrastructure starting all the way down from youth sports all the way up through high school, all those coaches have poured into these individuals before they got recruited to go to college. And the colleges have helped refine them and made them, worthy of going to school. And I think a big thing that we got to notice that, the education part of it, it's good being a fine athlete, but if you're getting these offers and opportunities, that's because you did a good job in the classroom too. And so many other kids, that I got to meet on the road to the draft, at the Senior Bowl, at the Combine, from Hiram, East Paulden, Grenard, Coatney, all the local kids we try to follow, Andrew Thomas at Pace. They've done a good job in the classroom and represented their families and the state well. So good luck to all them as they set out in their professional careers. But, yeah, don't forget those youth coaches, youth teachers, and the high school coaches who poured into these guys and got them ready for this big moment in their lives.
And Greg D-Led knows about that because he's one of them youth coaches. In addition to being a professor, He spent some time mentoring some young folks on the football field too. So you're one of those too. You coach led as well as professor led. We thank you. We thank you for spending some time with us, man. As always, yeoman's work by you leading up to the draft and over the last 3 days. Get some rest, man. But thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
And stay safe, D-Led.
All right, Sam and Greg, thank you all for having me. And you gentlemen, stay safe also. Take care.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.